for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes. Could you tell me what products you are selling? I got a call from my bank, and the amount seemed right, but I wasn't sure. The name didn't ring a bell, and I don't know what you carry.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Certainly. 10028.
And your first and last name?
Linda Marshall.
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
353 East 83rd Street, apartment 4F, as in Frank, New York, 10028.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 26th of November, you paid shipping and handling of $6.70 for a Wi-Fi booster. That was a free welcoming gift into our factory direct savings store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you order that Wi-Fi booster, you will be enrolled in our gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97. And every month you're enrolled, you'll receive a $125 gift card to get other gadgets like the Wi-Fi booster from our online gift store.
No, I don't want that because it's something I couldn't do. I can't use it. At my age, I'm not capable of high electronics.
Okay, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get this account canceled out for you so you won't get billed again in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
So what is the $49 is for what?
An online subscription to our gadget store.
Okay, but since I didn't sign up for that, I would have never signed up for a gadget store.
Okay, ma'am. So
I'm going to call the bank and have it canceled.
Okay, ma'am. Well, let me see what I can do for you. I just want to inform you that it stated in the terms and conditions that it was going to automatically enroll you into the gadget store.
I would have never signed up for any kind of a gadget store. So I wouldn't
okay,
have signed
ma'am.
Up, much less signed up for an automatic.
What if we can go ahead and get you a 50% refund off of that charge?
No, I don't want to pay anything for something I didn't receive.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you.
There's no way I'm paying for something I didn't get.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to go ahead and refund that charge of $49.97 for the month of January. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
And it's now permanently canceled, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. You've been very sweet, and I feel badly being cross with you when you're the customer service. Not your fault.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Now, could I have a number for the cancellation and the credit?
Okay, give me one moment. So the cancellation number is going to be the letter C, as in cat, 621-992.
621?
Yes, ma'am, 992.
Okay, that's C as in cat, 62992.
621992.
Oh, 621992. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.